and a man that makes his living by killing meat or cutting up meat. You call him a, like at the supermarket,
pro-chop.
A man that what he does for a living is to work with meat, you know, to
butcher.
Now, if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat has done
spore.
And what would you call the, after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Hoghead cheese.
Hoghead cheese. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that called souse?
That's right.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of anybody making something with the, cooking and grinding up the liver of the hog?
That's right.
What would they make out of that?
They call it liver cheese.
Liver cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the blood of the hog?
Yeah, I sure have.
What would they make out of it?
Call it, what do they call it, blood
sausage.
Blood sausage.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Did you ever hear of anybody taking the juice from the head cheese and then stirring it up with cornmeal and then they let it, they kind of let it get cold so it'd get hard and then they'd slice it up and fry it. Have you ever heard of that? Anything like that?
They do what?
Take the juice from the head cheese and then they stir it up some and let it get kind of hard and then they slice it up and fry it after it gets kind of hard. Have you ever heard of that? Anything talking?
Sure, I've heard that.
Have heard of that?
It'd be south.
No, it wasn't south.
Jamaica out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't south.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste right anymore, you'd say that the butter had gotten...
And mold.
And what would they call that thick, sour...
Now, what you do with the say? I know, I'll break you.
That thick, sour, lumpy milk that you keep, that you people would keep on hand, they call that type of milk.
What is that? I put it right back in the box.
That thick, sour, lumpy milk, you know, that people would keep on hand, they'd call that
clabber.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what they'd make out of the clabber?
Cheese.
Mm-hmm. What did they call it? What kind of cheese do they?
Oh, I know what called cheese, huh? That's all I know. Mm-hmm. Some of them make it out of cottage, say cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever make a pie that would have like a, be kind of in a deep dish and there'd be like a layer of crust and then a layer of...
A pie.
And
a cobbler.
Cobbler, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes with cobbler, now like my aunt would make it, she'd take milk and kind of thicken it up and put some sweeten it, you know, and sometimes she'd put a little bit of cinnamon and she'd pour that over her cobbler. Have you ever heard of anybody doing that?
Buttermilk or sweet milk?
No, she takes sweet milk and she...
Well, I use sweet milk on mine,
mm-hmm.
But I don't put no cinnamon over it.
Oh, and you don't thicken it and cook it?
No, I don't thicken mine. When I season my pie, all inside, I season.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I get ready to put my pie inside the stove, mm-hmm. Then I put that sweet milk all over it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. And then that makes that paste, it'll make it mm-hmm. taste good as milk.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I got my seasoning on
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got my flavor inside.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Food that you eat in between meals, you call it.
Let me see. Oh, you call it a snack.
Yeah. Yeah. Now talking about the when you worked out on the farm, lived out on the farm. Now talking about the time of day when you eat. Mm-hmm. Breakfast every morning. Now you might say, now every day if you were telling me about it when back in those days, you'd say, mm-hmm. Well, every day I
eat my breakfast, eat my dinner,
mm-hmm.
Eat my supper,
mm-hmm.
12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. What time would you eat breakfast when you did?
Oh, sometime when I'm waking, eat it about 6 o'clock, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.